Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Arman Jammu. He says, this podcast saved me from jerking off 50 times a minute. This podcast provides all my sexual needs. I would rate this 1,000,000 out of 5. And Mason, no one will stop you from jerking off to a tiger chick because I would too.
Tiger chick?
A tiger
chick. It's a very old reference.
It's a very old reference. You remember
Junie Tyson, mate.
What's that?
Junie Tyson.
Junie Tyson.
It's a... it's a good anime.
It's a good, it's good anime.
Does it have a good looking tiger chick in it?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I'm joined today by my co-hosts, Mason, aka Zuckles, of course.
What's going on?
Swagger Souls.
Hello.
Toby on the telly.
Hello.
And look who's back. It's Pokimane.
Oh, shit.
She's basically part of the Misfits
She's
now.
She's basically just part of the gang.
Second. I'm still working on the contract, but we'll figure it out.
Here we are in LA. We're in our Airbnb in the hills. Pokey's hair.
You guys are so fancy.
We're really
Are
not,
you sure?
Though.
Are you,
you
sure?
You have 2 places.
Yeah, but they're covered.
In the hills.
In garbage. And it smells like shit. Did you smell coming up the fucking stairs, all the garbage in the kitchen that's decomposing?
Oh, no.
It's a little compost.
Not gonna lie, dude, but
including my fleshlight.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
What'd you say, Mace?
I'm saying including my fleshlight.
Yeah, so tell us about that.
Oh, they picked cum. It up.
No, oh, well, that
it
one...
was on the ground.
We fucked with the fleshlight in the Patreon pre-show, but he's talking about the other one. We had Mia Malkova on the podcast. She gave us 6 fleshlights, and he used his last night, and what happened?
What's your review?
I don't know, mate. For an asshole, it's pretty nice.
Yeah? Not bad. Yeah. Okay, great way to start the show.
But you threw it away.
Yeah, I threw it away.
Why did you throw it away?
I just wanted a quick review, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One and done.
Yep. Hey, man.
Speaking of great quality products, sponsored as always by Gamersubs.gg. Use code Misfits. Pick yourself up some gamer energy that you get us through the podcast. Pookie has been sipping on a little bit, so you can expect her to be cracked out and ready to talk about a bunch of topics.
I was going to yell, but I won't, because that'll be bad for the audio.
Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. You can do whatever you want.
How's life, Pookie, since the last time we talked?
I feel like no different.
No different?
Pretty good. Actually, a bit different and a bit better.
Yeah, well, Offline's got a new house since then.
Yep.
You've just hit 4 million followers on Twitch.
Poggers.
You signed a deal with Twitch to stay on the platform.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Sticking around. You're sticking with Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. It seems like quite a lot's actually been going on.
Well, do you remember what month you guys were last here?
It was September.
Yeah. September, okay. Yeah, I signed my deal like a couple months after that. So
yeah,
ever since then, it's been pretty good.
Was
I'm
it
happy.
A difficult choice to decide to stay with Twitch? Like,
yes.
Mm. Really?
Because, I mean, these platform deals are like nutty.
Yeah.
Like, they're dumb.
Yeah. Mm.
And it truly is like life-changing money. And so when someone offers you that, I think for anyone, I remember even telling the Twitch people, I was like, honestly, if you guys like basically offer me nothing, then in a sense, you're forcing my hand. Because anyone in my position mm-hmm. more or less would take a deal like that.
Yeah.
But luckily they did give me a good deal as well. So nice. I'm very, very thankful because ultimately it was the platform that I wanted to stay on.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I guess you've built your whole community there, you know, and mm-hmm. you're very accustomed and mm-hmm. your chat's great. Like, I feel like the main thing about Thanks. Switching platforms is just
the community.
You lose that culture, man. Twitch culture is something else.
And you know, it's not just the chat. Like, it's also other streamers that you play with.
Yeah.
When you go into a certain game category on Twitch, it has an entire community with its streamers, with people trying to like facilitate these connections, etc. There isn't any of that elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking at dinner last night about how, I mean, is it fair to say that Ninja's deal with Mixer kind of paved the way for all of these
absolutely
business shenanigans in the mm-hmm. streaming world, and I guess kind of step upping the ante, I guess, is mm-hmm. the worth of
he
streamers.
He knew it too, I'm pretty sure, when he mm-hmm. took that deal. He was like, now platforms are gonna have to like put a dollar amount on content creators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it'll make it so that kind of everybody gets paid more. So
yeah.
God bless you, Ninja.
Hey, thanks, Ninja.
God bless.
Thanks, Ninja.
you're doing it for the gamers.
We all actually signed our Twitch deals as well.
Yes.
We did sign
out. Yeah. Signed on Twitch deals.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm sure nowhere near as impressive.
No, I mean, because even before this, like you have a certain contract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like there's many, many different types of Twitch contracts. And anytime you get a better one, it just simplifies your life and it feels nice. You
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Definitely.
One step at a time. Yeah. This is probably like my third.
Nice.
Right.
Fourth. I don't even know.
Even Dr. Disrespect, I saw on Twitter, is announcing something very
soon.
No,
he announced that today that he was staying with Twitch.
Oh, cool.
But I mean, everybody already knew. But well, yeah, his well, video is fucking hilarious.
I figured.
Yeah, well, he's been pretty vocal about how bad Mixer is and how much
I
he
wonder,
loves Twitch.
As a platform, like, if they still gave him a deal after hearing all the shitty
after
dogs.
After shit on him? Yeah. He probably still gave him a deal.
I really wonder.
Have you met the dog in person? Like, I presume you've hung out with him a bit.
Yeah.
Like, is he very different in person to the character?
I didn't meet him on, like, a personal level. Okay. We were just at the same event. So it was just, like, formal.
So he was full on in character?
Yeah. He was in the costume.
Yeah, because with the dog, it definitely does seem very much like a character. And I'm sure that when he's doing things like shit talking on another platform on Twitch, he's already pretty confident that, like, he has his deal secured or whatever
it
was.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, he seems like he knows what he's doing. I mean, he's got a Lambo or two, so he's doing something right.
Your announcement video was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it as well.
Very funny.
Can you imagine how freaking hard it is to, like, think of a concept for an announcement video like that?
Is that your idea?
It was like I worked with a friend of mine to kind of come up with it, but a lot of the details we figured out over like a long period of time, and Twitch came to us with a bunch of different concepts, but it's so hard to nail it. Like you can't go like too sentimental because like you're signing a contract to stream, like it's not that sentimental.
Yeah.
Not announcing is kind of eh. Like really any angle you take, it's hard to just get it right.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about, I guess it feels like more than ever now, streamers and YouTubers are sort of, they're getting acknowledged more for the power they have because of their influence. Like, what's it like being in a position where you are
influencer.
One of the number one, like one of the top streamers, you're in the top 10 on Twitch, you know, like you're up there.
Okay,
you have
question.
Like, this audience.
If Ninja and Shroud are no longer on the platform, do they still retain their spots on the top followed list?
Well, their accounts are still up, so I guess technically, but I say they've left the ranking.
Really?
Well, because, I mean, can they come back at some point?
Surely.
Oh, actually, That's what's going
to
be really juicy. Yeah. When all these contracts are up and a platform, if it's Twitch, comes out on top, which I hope it is, seeing all the people crawling back to, partner again, please?
They're like, I got my money. Time to get back my platform. Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense. And I don't even think Twitch would deny them partnership. So
yeah, it's almost like Twitch, Mixer, all these sites are kind of like just orgs now, and they're just trying to keep their players on their team.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine every couple years or even every year there might be a new wave of like, oh no, I'm going back here, or no, I'm with these guys, or you know, now I'm repping. I mean, what?
Someone else,
someone else, YouTube, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wonder like which platform is going to come out on top, or if it's going to be like spread out over many.
Yeah, well,
I'm really curious about.
The competition really doesn't do anything bad for anyone. It's it's good.
Yes, yeah.
It's great that this platform's kind of vying for the top spot. And
I mean, it's best for all of us.
It's very good
for influencers.
All of us.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting to see what the communities are like if someone does, for example, move to Mixer and then come back. Mm-hmm. Like what their viewers are like, and if they
there's
going to
be
watching.
Memes, or if there's going to be bad blood or shit talking.
I think there would be like a percentage of the audience that just wouldn't go back to him.
They'd call
like,
him a traitor.
Yeah.
Right? I actually don't think so.
I don't think so
I don't
either.
Think
there
care
are some
I
pretty culty Twitch viewers.
Like, you're here and you're doing something I like. Oh, watch.
Course,
oh, you're not here and you're not doing
something.
Of course
it's the viewer for, it's the viewer to the content. I think, you know, pretty much almost all of Ninja's audience, Shroud, they just fucking download a Mixer, made a little account, and
I don't know.
Not all
they don't
of
get
it.
Many viewers.
Not all of them. It's how many? How bad?
Mixer had 5,000 viewers the other day.
Who?
Mixer total.
Mixer?
Total
5,000 viewers.
Yeah.
Yikes! Yikes, dude. Holy shit, dude!
Microsoft.
I thought that was 5,000 viewers on a stream.
No, that's
for
total.
Total.
I mean, I'm not really surprised, to be honest.
Oh yeah. Shit!
I mean,
like,
that might
change.
How many viewers does it get with Ninja streams?
10, I don't know. I feel like
15.
I feel like Ninja. I mean, I remember when it first happened, he was getting like 3,000 viewers.
I think he gets like 5 to 10K right now.
Okay.
I think that Ninja knows that it's gonna take a while to break it in, and he's just got a very large sum of money, and I think that he's pretty comfy like where he's at, just trying to break in this new platform. Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of funny when people talk about Ninja's viewership actually, because it literally doesn't matter.
Oh,
yeah.
He only has to stream a set amount of hours, and he can,
he's good.
You know,
do whatever
else.
I mean, he's built his brand, and he can take that anywhere beyond it as well.
Yep.
theory, crazy stuff. It's so insane that just all these people that really just began their careers in that bedroom find themselves in the position where they hold all the cards.
Yeah.
And there's companies with millions of dollars like,
please be with us.
You know?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I really never would have thought like 6 years ago when I started like doing this part-time, or I'm sure any of you, right?
Yeah, well, no.
I was just fucking around in my bedroom. Talking shit, yeah.
Yeah, like I was being a little troll, being a little asshole online for like fucking 3 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel real. There's multiple times in my life where I just look around, I'm like, this isn't actually happening. Like, this is insane. Mm-hmm. You know? It's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we were at that age where like, as we were growing up, that was when YouTube actually sort of started. Like, we were probably the prime age for that of like starting to actually watch YouTube a lot.
Well, we were watching the YouTubers when it first started getting crazy. When like gaming was really taking off. I remember watching PewDiePie way back in the day, and like
PewDiePie's massive.
Insane. Yeah, dude, literally 100 million. Yeah. 100 million subscribers.
Yeah.
He could put his subscribers in like the top, what, top 20 countries by population?
Yeah.
Easy.
Fucking insane. How old were you when you started like watching and consuming YouTube content?
Oh, probably like, I remember being 11 or 12 and wanting to make a YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yeah.
With my best friend, but then she moved to another city and I was like, it's okay, we'll do it like when we meet up, and we never did.
Oh, surely make it happen. Surely make it happen now.
Reunion. What kind of content were you trying to get into back then?
Oh, like all we would watch is like beauty tutorials and this and that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about getting into the beauty game now?
No.
I mean, you've done a makeup
I did a makeup palette, and I love, I still watch so much like beauty content or just like girls. Because I think at the end of the day, most of the time you want to watch someone that you relate to or that is similar to you. Mm. So I still watch a lot of that content on YouTube, but I don't necessarily want to be in the space. Actually,
a lot of drama.
I was just going to say that. I have a friend who's in the space. I've also heard a lot of stories and this and that. And it makes me really grateful for gaming, actually.
Yeah.
I feel like gaming is like wide variety of people. People don't really take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
There's like some drama, but it is not close to the beauty community.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Dude. Mm.
Well, I guess gamers, they know they're gamers, right? So it's kind of hard to get, your head can't get too big. I mean, for some people it can, but like most people it's hard.
You really only get an ego if you're really good at games. Like, if you just shit on people, like him.
What?
Nothing.
If you've got Dorito dust in your keyboard, it's pretty hard to have a big head, I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
I hear you talk about your team a fair bit, or like, my team was working on this, or me and my team came up with this idea. When did like your team form, and what does that actually look like? Like, are there 20 people in the Poke squad, like, like hair and makeup every day?
Well, there's like five over there, and there were three waiting outside.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm kidding. So I guess it started when I got an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Manager, really just an agent. And she's really great. Her name's Hannah. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, I mean, for a while, I got like kind of a video editor.
Okay.
And at some point, you promote your video editor to your YouTube manager. So he manages all the other video editors.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say my agent, him, and then I got a personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got another personal assistant that turned into a manager.
Okay.
And then my agent had to get me a lawyer.
Okay.
And then I had a business manager.
Okay, so it is. So it's getting up there.
It's like, a team.
Yeah, yeah. It went from like, oh, I just need someone to like send me deals every now and then and like manage my email to, no, actually I kind of need to delegate everything just so that I can stream a decent amount of hours a month.
Right.
I have a Roomba. He cleans my floor for me.
Yeah.
No, but exactly. And now you don't have to spend 30 minutes cleaning your floor.
Yeah, but I have to hear a really annoying for fucking 30 minutes.
Sounds like you got a bad Roomba.
Oh, dude.
Actually, yeah. Aren't they supposed to be
silent?
Not that loud? Yeah.
I do not know. I'm curious as to what your personal assistant does for you. Like, what kind of things is their like task every day?
Well, actually, when I say PA, I mostly kind of mean like social media manager. So if I have like a brand deal to do, maybe they'll help me brainstorm for it. Or if I need to post something at a specific time, they'll do it so that I can stream. Like, right. I'll just give them the assets. Sometimes I give them, like, very specific tasks. Like, hey, can you do research on this and, like, compile something for me?
Hey, can you get on the floor and be my footrest while I...
I was just going to say, they go right here. I go right here.
Can you get me a coffee?
I'm kidding. It's literally... That's the best part about having an assistant. It's whatever the heck you need on any given day.
Right. So they're just always reachable. Is it a 24/7 job or, like, what?
Could
you call them at 3 a.m.
Really,
like, yo, I need soda right now?
No. I don't really need someone 24/7. If something really needs to be rushed, I mean, she's really nice. She'll help if she can. But it's really not that deep. Again, at the end of the day, like, I'm just a freaking gamer. Yeah. But it really helps to just, like, manage everything business related if I have extra hands on deck.
Okay. What is your morning routine? And what does your day, like, look like generally? How do you try and keep, like, your... A well-structured day where you're getting things done, you're being productive.
You made a video on it a few months ago, right?
Yeah. I think you did, yeah. But I'm going to steal this content anyway.
No, it's fine.
Walk us
through
the process.
Do you guys really want to hear about that? Like, you can ask, like, other questions.
I want to know, like, what foot you put down first when you get out of bed, like, how
the
you put your socks
one.
On. The left one.
Because I kind of sleep on the left side, so it's, like, closer.
Okay. Do you stay in bed for, like, an hour on your phone when you wake up, or you're, like, an immediately out-of-bed person?
Yeah, I can't go on my phone. It's so weird. I tried to make it a habit a long time ago, and now I feel like it's bad juju if I go on my phone before I, like, really wake up.
It's definitely bad juju.
Oh, I know what it is. Okay. So, do you remember, like, last year or maybe, like, 2 years ago, I had, like, a lot of online drama, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I was so much.
Yeah, I remember all that. can you remind me what it was about?
I don't know, like, Keemstar.
Oh,
I love Keemstar.
I literally, like, there was a video that I took down that was, like, a collection of a bunch of tweets. And the whole, like, copy strike drama really went boom.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Talked about that last time.
Yeah. So during that time, being canceled or, like, people trying to cancel you can be, like, really, really intense.
Stressful.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure we're all pretty used to just, like, checking Twitter whenever. Mm-hmm. But during that time, it was, like, I would check Twitter and it was just, like, wave of depression. Right. It was really, really overwhelming to the point that, like, it almost became, like, shock therapy. I was, like, I can't check my phone. I can't. And so I really didn't, like, that was when I tried to get out of the habit of, like, waking up and looking instantly at, like, what do people online think of me?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to kind of deprioritize that sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, even when you're not going through drama, that's such a weird way to start the day. It's like, you wake up immediately. It's like, okay, here's, like, thousands of people talking about me. Let's see what I have to say, right?
Exactly. Like, it makes me wish I had, like, another timeline, sort of, on Twitter, where it's just, like, me following things I find really interesting. Because right now, my Twitter is, like, it's so business heavy and, like, community and people's perception of me and, oh, what is this person saying? What is that person saying?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have a group of friends where they'll all have a private Twitter.
And I want one of those.
Yeah, and then...
I know a lot of my friends that have that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on somewhat of a break recently, so I've been... I literally...
Do you not check Twitter, then?
I do, but my notifications are only from people that I follow, and my timeline is, like... I follow a lot of people, but a lot of them are muted. Like, Pokey's muted, you're muted. Like, I just... If I don't care, I'm not seeing it. You know, it's, like, maybe three accounts that post a funny video on my timeline. I watch my funny video...
And then you move on. Exactly. That's what I want, but
I mean,
I wish I could, like, separate the two.
The problem is that obviously it comes with a huge disconnect, and it is important to
be connected.
And what your fans are sending you, like, some of them make really dope art or any number of things. Yeah. Okay, so you don't check your phone. So do you keep the phone by the bedside or is it on the other side of the room to avoid the temptation?
Oh no, it's just on my bedside.
Okay, so you have self-control. You have self-control. Okay, so you get out of bed, left foot down first. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Moisturize.
Yes. Pardon?
Moisturize.
Right out of bed?
Is that the first thing you do when you wake up?
I have dry skin.
He just immediately, like a huge tub, like, just immediately.
But not my face.
I have a huge tub of moisturizer.
It's not my face I'm moisturizing.
Moisturize the merchandise.
Of course.
I do that after showers. Not first thing in the morning. When I look at you guys, I'm like, what do you do in the morning? The temptation to just make, like, a wake and bake fucking joke is so high.
You smoke weed? Oh, shit. Pokimane smokes weed? Guys.
Clickbait, guys. Clickbait.
That is fucking crazy.
Guys, clickbait.
Yo, what's your favorite kind of weed, Poki? What are you chiefing on?
How do you know different types?
You smoke it and you're like, ooh, that makes me feel different.
Don't need to smoke
you would know. You're a big stoner.
How many types are there?
Fucking too many to count.
Unlimited, really.
Yeah.
Did you guys really like go for a type?
Well,
I mean, well, I like sativa.
There's like sativa type, hybrid.
Right? Yeah, no. Well, there's sativa, there's indica, there's hybrid, but there's a lot of fucking gatekeeping and people being like, that's not actually real. They're all hybrids, and there's a bunch of different strains that are made. Everything's bred and
marijuana
genetically modified and yada yada yada. But basically, you grind up plant, you put plant in paper, and then you light up paper, and then you go. And then you get really stoned. You would know this. You smoke
you guys
a lot of weed.
Get demonetized? Just curious.
No comment. No, we do a fair bit.
Of course.
Yeah. Honestly, we don't check anymore because it's never really been
doesn't
about
even
the
matter.
Ad-rev.
It's weird with YouTube. Mm-hmm. I released a fucking Trouble in Terrorist Town video where everybody was wearing bikinis and it was very, very explicit. Mm-hmm. I put it up, dude. It was yellow. I wait 3 hours. It turns green. And then I post it and it stayed green. The entire time.
Yeah, it seems like the system doesn't really know what it wants. It's kind of just like, sometimes you get caught, sometimes
like
you don't.
Me.
Do you have the self-review stuff yet?
I don't do that.
I have it. Give me that.
You don't have that?
Pardon?
You don't have the self-review thing?
No, you
Swagger
do.
Swagger doesn't have it either.
I don't either.
What's the self-review thing?
When you upload a video, you have to say whether it's monetizable or not.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
And if you lie, then it gets bad.
I have the thing of like, is it for kids? And I'm like, hell no.
I really got a whiz, man. I'm bossing.
All right,
I'm
man,
bossing.
You go for your whiz.
AFK.
Bring the mic with you.
You let us know how that goes for you, buddy.
Is he going pee?
He's going
Yeah,
pee.
He's
going
to go take it. He's emptying his bladder.
I was just leaving.
He's like, yeah, I'm bored.
I'm busted. I don't know.
Okay, so you don't wake and bake. I've never been a wake and bake person either. If I'm smoking, it's normally in the evening. After.
Yeah, it kills you. Kills
like right
your morning.
After this with the pizza.
Like literally right after this, we're going to be on it. Yeah. It's
By the way, are you guys ordering the pizza after I leave or like while I'm here?
Well, how long
while
you
you're here, you're going to have some pizza. Do you want some pizza?
I really like, have you guys ever tried beef and cheese pizza?
Beef and cheese?
Yeah.
Sounds like lasagna.
It just sounds like pizza with
cheeseburger, but pizza.
I've had a Philly cheesesteak pizza, which is fucking amazing.
That's pretty good. I mean,
really
it's like
good.
That, sort of.
We've been watching those Barstool pizza review videos all morning, just like in between podcasts. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's just this guy from, where is he from?
The
like
guy,
Boston
the,
or something?
Well, I have no idea. The guy basically owns Barstool Sports, and he goes around to a bunch of different pizza shops everywhere, East Coast, everywhere in America. He'll just go in, order a slice, he'll take a couple bites out of it, and they'll give it a rating out of 10.
He's a very entertaining
guy.
It's super entertaining. He's on the street, literally right out, has the box, and then usually there's a bunch of interactions from like homeless people and shit. It's very funny.
So we were watching these videos just like back to back, just this guy eating pizza. We're like, man, we really want pizza now. This is crazy.
Yeah, we're pretty hungry.
Have you guys eaten today?
Yeah, I had some pizza. I had some DiGiorno's.
Nice.
Yeah.
One slice of DiGiorno's and some gamer subs.
It's not delivery. It's shitty frozen pizza.
Mason just flushed the toilet and it's made the biggest noise. But anyway, our plan is to just order like one pizza from different places and then give them a rating and see which pizza.
Oh, you guys are actually
Wait, you're actually going to do that?
Yeah. We're going to order a bunch of different pizzas.
And then we're going to play Pick the Pocket.
What's Pick the Pocket?
Good question, Poke. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, it's basically
I have no pockets.
It was a show that they basically made up last night. one of our creative directors and graphics artists, Rish. He wears this like tactical vest around. It's like a fisherman vest with a bunch of pockets, like 7 pockets. And so they put a bunch of different weed things in the pockets. So it could be a joint or a 400 milligram edible or a 50 milligram edible.
Is Ted alive?
Ted's alive. Ted's fine.
Thank God.
Yeah, we'll get into that after.
Okay, yeah.
But basically, yeah, just a whole range of things.
And
maybe
then whatever
a $300.
Are you going to film
prize.
This?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Because you were doing it last night and it was entertaining, so we're going to do it again. Probably tonight. It'll be fun.
It was they kept trying to get me to play it. I was like, I have to go to bed. I have podcasts to do tomorrow. I cannot. If I took 1,000 milligrams yesterday, I wouldn't be here.
Dude, let's just get into Ted real quick.
Okay.
Yesterday, we filmed the podcast with Ted. And then...
Ted from Lunch Club.
Ted Nivison. Yep. He basically was signing a bunch of posters.
Nivison?
It's not Nivision. It's Nivison.
He needs to change that, man.
He'd get real mad at you. But yeah.
Anyways, Ted.
Yeah, Ted was signing a bunch of posters upstairs for U2's. It was something with their deal. Had to actually put a bunch of signatures down. So he's doing that, and he gets a little hungry, and what does he see on the bench behind him? A nerd's rope. Just a cheeky nerd's rope. And of course, nerd ropes are very rare pepes, and when you see one, you're like, ooh, I love these. When I had one when I was a kid, they're fucking amazing. I'll have one now.
But what he didn't think about is the fact that everything in Misfit's house is poison.
Well, just look.
And
I mean,
by poison, you mean?
The thing is, like, there was a very reasonable way, like, we set it up, because the Nerd's Rope was an edible. It was a 400 milligram edible, and he didn't read the packaging. But we have, on that bench, it's a big-ass bench, it's snacks and food, chips, Pringles, gummy bears, all that shit.
Munchies.
And then there's weed food, which is edibles, in between that and the weed, which makes sense.
A spectrum.
Yeah, like a spectrum.
Mm. Progressively but dangerous as you go on.
That's the thing, is that it would make more sense to kind of put the weed food away so that you don't confuse the food
with the weed.
Which happened to Ted.
He was tripping balls.
I'm so glad the first Misfits house wasn't in LA, because that so would have happened to me multiple times.
We would have died.
Accidental highs.
Yeah, we would be in a very different position, I think. Yeah, but the Misfits house started in LA. Yeah.
I don't think we're cut out for LA, guys.
I want to move here, dude.
We could do it in verse.
You really?
100%.
Why?
I think I could make the best content here.
I thought.
I want to make IRL stuff.
Well, nice. Toby's very into like lifestyle and fashion content. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is a good place for it, for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, there's so many creators to collab with. I mean,
James Charles.
Mm. Yeah, he's so cute in person.
Is he?
Yeah, he's actually straight up like he has a beautiful face. Yeah, like his face is unironically like perfect. It's fucked up.
How tall was he?
Oh, he was just about my height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a midget.
He's probably like an inch too taller.
Okay.
Very interesting. Yes, but Ted eats this Nerd Rope and then looks at the packaging. Actually what happened was he ate it and he was going to eat another one.
Yeah, he was going to eat a second and then Cooper was like, whoa, what are you doing? He's like, what are you doing? That's sweet. And he goes, what, are you kidding? I just had one. Yeah. I just had a whole one. And then they look at it and they go, oh, that's like 60 milligrams. He's like, 60? No, holy shit. And then they look at his 400. And he's like, 400?
Apparently, why would they
we
make
dinner?
Why would they make?
I can hear that in Ted's voice too.
Yeah.
Why would they make a Nerd's Rope, 400 milligrams?
Yeah, because it's
surely that's
little,
something that
right?
you'd want the whole.
You got it from an illegal dispensary. We bought
what
it from
a legal dispensary.
It's because
it's one that isn't legal.
But if it's obviously a dispensary, doesn't it kind of have to be legal?
Well, it's illegal in that it's. It doesn't really abide by the restrictions. It sells like, in most of the actual like MedMen or Cookies on Melrose or any of those fucking places, it's like you can only get 100 milligrams max in any edible. And for Ryan and Manuel and all those guys in our team, they're like, that's not enough. We need 1,000 just for fun.
Yeah.
You know?
So the interesting thing about like weed here is that there's so many different places that they're like ratings for the weed, like 400 milligrams and all that. It's not really consistent. Because I remember the first time Mason and I were in LA, I don't even smoke weed. I don't like weed. But I had hundreds of milligrams of edibles and I was totally fine.
Yeah.
But now here, these guys will have like, 50 milligrams and be pretty decently high.
Yeah.
Isn't that meant to be a lot though?
50 to 60 is a lot.
Yeah.
I'll take like maybe 75 to 100 for flights where I want to knock myself out.
I thought you were going to say where I want to die.
No.
Mason and I streamed in LA that time.
What time
I was
this?
To be fair, I was pretty high.
Yeah, you were.
But like I wasn't like I'm dying high.
Yeah, you weren't freaking
and
out.
And I had that was hundreds of milligrams.
Yeah.
Like we had drinks and stuff that would be so like 50%
weight. Yeah, tinctures. Yeah.
There's weed drinks?
Yes.
Yeah, there's weed everything.
I thought you
in
know
LA.
This. Weren't you a stoner?
Wasn't I what?
Oh, jeez.
What?
Nothing.
He's just making a joke.
Yeah.
The gamer subs?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the routine. I'm very, very fascinated by this routine. Yeah? We keep breaking it up with talk about drugs. All right. Fans are sick of hearing about drugs. What they want to know is what Pokimane does in a day, okay?
Do they
really want to know?
I don't
maybe
know.
Her Simps want to know.
I don't know.
I'm kind of curious.
I'm kind of hoping the Simps are watching. Shout out, guys. How you guys doing?
What do you think of that shit? The whole simp thing.
You gotta love it in a way.
I really love memes so much, and so I find so much humor in all the simp stuff. Mm. However, I do think at some point it just gets so obnoxious to the like, and only because it got to the point where literally anytime you say anything nice to any girl, simp.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it really demotivates people from wanting to be nice to women on the internet.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge misogynist.
Which is nice to a girl, you fucking simp.
Right?
Yeah, you hold up at a door for a woman. Simp.
And I don't think that's the kind of thing that we need less of.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I'm a little biased. So
you are a woman at the end.
Fucking
day.
Women, am I right?
You love your simps. Just admit it.
I love the simps. And yeah. I love to simp. Simping is great.
Yeah. Off to like other female streamers or you and like you secretly like on your alt account on guys' chats like
no on the main
tier three subs, like let's go.
I'm trying to think if there's any guy I simp for.
Truly Greek.
You know why?
Truly Greek.
Greek, I would like white knight for, like not just simp. It's not just like, oh my God, Greek. It's like protect him, you know?
Ah.
Yep.
Protect.
Well, how did you initially meet Greek? Because you guys seem like very close friends now. Like
I met him at TwitchCon like 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was networking.
Right.
Like he was simping for the hosts.
Right. Okay.
I could tell because like I met him and he was like making all these jokes about like, oh, like you want me to hold the camera while like you take a photo with this person? Because people would come and be like, oh my God, can I have a picture pokey? They'd be like, oh, I'll do it.
Right.
And I was like, oh, you just like want to get on my good side. But you know, over the years, he is a really, really cool guy. And he's one of like, the best streamer friends that I've made, in the sense that he's not just the kind of person that hits you up for stream stuff. He'll ask like, oh, like, are you doing okay?
Yeah.
How's life? We actually keep up with each other. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
He seems to bring the content every single time as well.
Oh, he truly does.
I can't think of anyone that's as capable of just generating content out of conversation as easily as Greek.
Like when he joins my
stream, he loves it. Whenever he joins my stream, it's just a pleasure because I can just take the back seat and Greek just takes over. I'm like, thank you, buddy. I love you.
Free content.
Yeah, no, exactly. What do you think about his progress with his weight loss and everything? He seems to be in just such a great mental state right now and doing well in life.
Yeah.
Good to see.
I think he like really got addicted to progressing health-wise, which is probably one of the best things to be obsessed with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And when you get into that routine, I remember he would like get on stream, be like preaching, like, listen guys, there's just like so much sugar in cereal, you shouldn't even have cereal in the morning. We're only supposed to have like one bowl of cereal's worth of sugar in the whole day, so like don't have cereal. It was really, really cute. And I love that like he you know, I feel like it had such an impact on the whole Twitch community.
Yeah.
And just like making people realize how important health is. So
yeah.
I like that he documented his journey publicly.
It's a very cool thing to see. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, in the Twitch community especially, but you know, all over the internet, there's people that struggle with their health or they're just, they find themselves just get into a rut in life. And streamers, I think, really help a lot of people out in that sense. Cause it's like, oh, like here's some company, here's like someone entertaining to watch that I resonate with, that offers good advice. So people like Greek, I feel, that are just setting a good example and actually want the best for those people, like, that goes a long way.
That's I agree. I thought where you were going to head with that is talking about how unhealthy streamer lifestyle is.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, Postmates. Yeah.
I mean,
to be fair, like, I got so into Postmates, I had no choice but to find healthy alternatives on Postmates,
what were the healthy alternatives? You were getting some salads delivered to you?
There's a freaking salad that my whole house eats. Like, the salad gets delivered three times a day.
That's a fucking big salad.
It's the same one.
The whole house can eat it?
No, what I mean is everybody likes to order it.
Sure. Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And everybody orders it, like, individually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a really good, like, it's a Chinese chicken salad.
Oh, wow.
From California Chicken Cafe.
I had the same thing last year. Like, once you find that magic salad that tastes good enough that you can eat it, well, like, every day pretty much.
It's and
like,
it's healthy enough.
I fuck with the Greek salad.
Yeah.
But the thing is, so much salt in it, dude.
Yeah,
it's anchovies and feta cheese and olives.
And the
it's
sauce.
So you got to take what you can get.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
A salad is a salad.
A salad is a salad.
You're being healthy.
It's fiber, dude. Agree.
You take good shits after you eat a salad. Mm-hmm. Tell you that.
Do you
much.
Know?
Yeah.
Well, that's very good.
You should.
Thank you.
And if you eat hair.
Yeah?
Hair?
Well, oh, yeah. I've been doing that since I was six. So
yeah.
I'm
chew on my beard hair.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Mine can't actually fit in my mouth.
I've seen so many videos, like my strange addiction. Like the grooming my cat, and they just like lick the cat.
It's funny because it literally doesn't work.
Licking the cat?
Like cats can do that shit. Cats can like clean themselves because they have the bristles on their tongues are a comb. Have you ever gotten licked by a cat? Dude, shit feels like sandpaper.
It really does.
Fucked up, Mason. You
sneeze
on the
sneeze.
It's time to leave, buddy. You urinate. In the
one strike
of the
and you're out. No more sneezes, dude.
Oh, shit.
Get that corona shit out of here.
So, I mean, have you ever gone through periods where you're like, oh no, my health is like really taking a dive here because I'm working too hard or because the streamer life is just, you get caught up in it? Or?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I think everyone does. Mm. As you said, it's like the work, sleep, friends cycle, and then add health, and it's still pick two, you know?
Yeah,
you just can't do everything right all the time. And it's especially hard, like, for example, if a really good game comes out. And when it comes to streaming, it sucks, but so much of it has to do with competition. Like, whether you're streaming longer than other people, whether you're, like, taking up a good time slot and not many others are streaming, blah, blah, blah. And I really, that's the one thing that I hate the most about streaming, how much it rewards doing nothing but streaming or caring about nothing but streaming. I have a really hard time kind of abiding by that, though, because I just can't do 12 hours in a day.
That's
terrible.
But you know how people do that a lot?
Adderall.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, shit.
Really? It's very
it makes me worried because I think at one point I got some sort of a sense that, like, especially a lot of kids, like, trying to get good at Fortnite because that's how you make money nowadays, were, like, using that as a way to do it. Mm-hmm. And, like, especially when your brain is still developing, if it's not something that you specifically need.
Well, if you don't have hardcore ADHD.
Exactly.
And you
that
don't
can
get
be concerning.
You know, it's very easy to cheese an Adderall prescription.
Yeah, well, everyone's got a friend in high school that has a prescription. It's like, surely just give me an Adderall.
I
just can't pay attention.
Yeah, I had a friend that literally faked it to his mom and to his dad so he could sell it in high school.
Yeah,
he made so much fucking money.
Oh my God.
Well, my concern is that the kids, like, they start taking Adderall casually, and then when they're off it, they feel like
they can't
need
do
it.
Anything.
And then they're
like,
they self-diagnose themselves with ADHD because they're, like, dependent on Adderall. And it's like, oh, I'll just self-medicate myself some more. Like, I have ADHD, I'll do Adderall.
Adderall is tough. I've never taken Adderall. I've never taken an upper in general. I just worry.
Uppers?
It's like there's Adderall, there's Vyvanse, there's Ritalin, things that are like more stimmy.
I guess caffeine is
technically. Yeah, caffeine's an upper, but not to the extent that Adderall is an upper.
No.
Adderall makes you feel like tuned in, really on top. You could focus, you just hammer shit out.
I know people that have had like heart problems because they take Adderall and they don't need it.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Yeah, no, it's fucked. It's the study drug in college. People take it all the time. People just passing it around, and many times I've had roommates said, I'd be working on a video in my college dorm, and they'd be like, "Hey, man, you coming out tonight for the party? We about to bool." And I'm like, "Nah, dude, I have to get this Counter-Strike rap video on." And then he goes, "Oh no, dude, here, I'll give you an Adderall. I have some Adderall. Take the Adderall or take the Vyvanse and cram it out, and then you'll be booling for tonight, and then you could drink." And I'm like, "Are you fucking stupid?" And it's just like the matter of any time I'm gonna be doing work, if I attribute that to having to pop a pill to get it done, and I'm working every day, then I'm taking a pill every day, and then I'm gonna be addicted to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The thing that gets me through a really long stream though is just a good game. Like,
oh my God,
if a good game comes out, I'll have, 15-hour streams, and it's like, felt like 2 hours to me.
Yeah, I agree. But you just can't do that every day.
Yeah, obviously.
Right?
Yeah. Surely not. That's what Game of Subs is for.
I mean, maybe.
I think the longest stream I ever did was I just went for 15 hours naturally, and it felt very natural, and I felt great off the end. I was like, what a great stream. That was so much fun. Next day, though, I was like, I couldn't possibly.
You just can't force yourself,
it's just overstimulated, I guess.
I don't think humans are meant to be able to stream like 17 hours every day.
Hell no.
Oh, I've had some unhealthy weeks of just just like every single day for a week, just been really into something and been streaming, 15 to 20 hours a day. It was, so unhealthy,
that's
but
insane.
So much fun.
How Yikers. Do you do that?
Well, it's just, I'll find something that I'm really into.
I guess if you're really into it and it feels natural. Yeah, like, I could see a really good game come out, and then I'll stream like 10 hours a day.
Cyberpunk. Yeah.
Valorant.
Maybe. Valorant. Are you excited for Valorant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were talking to Scar last night and he really hyped me up for it. He was like, it's going to be massive. And I was like,
I don't think there's a way that it could possibly fail off the bat. I just don't think Riot could make a game that could fail.
Well, it's going to get the attention.
Yeah.
It might take the Apex Legends route of Ooh.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm worried about.
Valorant. It's the like Counter-Strike mixed with Overwatch. They got Hanzo's bow and shit. Yeah.
From the creators of League of Legends. It's coming out this year, hopefully? Or is it
summer, I think.
It's very much a CSGO cross with Overwatch.
Exactly.
It's
going to
be good for us. It's going to be a profitable time.
Whatever now, but be ready. Summer 2020.
All I'm hoping for is that they're designing everything in mind so that it works best for content creators. Like having a great lobby.
I'd say they're going to be focused more on competitive gamers.
Oh, I hate it.
Riot does love competitive.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
But the competitive.
If it's fun casually, it's all I care about.
Well, the competitive element, like,
I think they're good at doing both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. Like, the competitive thing is what gets people really interested in the first place, and then they might seek casual content as well, like what we do, the funny
community servers, community content type stuff, like the stuff that keeps Counter-Strike alive.
Yeah. Were you into Runeterra?
No.
Fair.
What's Runeterra?
It's the League of Legends card game that came out recently.
Not a card game person.
Card games.
Neither.
I actually used to love Hearthstone, but that was when I was in school. So I feel like I only loved it because I could play it in class and take it around with me on my phone.
I get
But you know, if I'm going to sit on my PC, I'll just play League. Fuck it.
Yeah. Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh over here.
When did you start playing League? How long ago?
Oh my God. I was, I think, 15.
Right.
8 years.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess it's same with me and CS, I think, was around 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. These it always surprised me how long CS has
been around. I mean, CS has been around for
a minute.
1.6.
Yeah, definitely. Wait, so you find yourself getting addicted to games sometimes, like when a really good game comes out. But do you find yourself getting addicted to streaming? Like, you just want to stream? Or is it always like, streaming's fun, but...
I think I have, like, pretty intense, like, streamer's guilt. So, like, if I go, like, 2-3 days, it's like not in a good way, not in, like, a, wow, I really want to do it. It's like, fuck, I really should do it because I already have this, like, notion in my mind of how often I should be streaming in general. But, like, as much as I enjoy streaming, I feel like it is also something that can kind of, like, I output so much energy when I do it. I don't think it's really the kind of thing that I would get addicted to.
There are times on Streamer's Guild, like sometimes you'll be playing a game and you're like, maybe I should just be streaming this. You know, like I'm playing it off stream, having a good time. Or like if I find myself getting high energy when I'm not streaming, I'm like, oh, I wish I was streaming this.
Yeah. Or just in general, like with being involved in social media, I feel it's like any moment you're experiencing in your life where it's like a good moment or it's
you
funny.
You start
like,
thinking, oh, I need to put content, this online.
Fuck, we didn't film that. Or, oh, didn't put that in my story. Or,
yeah.
I actually got to a point not long ago where I felt the exact opposite way.
Really?
Yeah, where like I felt it was so indulgent to just like not touch social media at all, to do whatever the heck I wanted and like not have anyone know.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know about you guys, but I got some fucking crazies online that like try to Reddit detective every single thing I do. They're like, I saw her in the corner of this Insta story. I think she goes to this place. I think she did this thing. I Google Maps her when she was like,
it's fucking weird, dude. Like, there are people that are really obsessed.
Yeah, it's too much. And so I also mean like, I've been doing this shit like 6 years and I just like hit a brick wall where I was like, it feels so good to do whatever I want and not have anyone know about it at all and not worry. Because every time you put something out there, or at least me, I've been like conditioned, oh, this is what people will say. This is what some people will say, blah, blah, blah. And not having to worry about that feels so good.
What's the craziest thing like you've ever gotten in a message from a fan that was really off-putting?
I think we asked something similar last time.
But that was when what? Someone kissed you on the cheek or something? Some like European guy?
Oh, in person?
That was in person, but I mean more of like the message.
I had kind of like a bad experience. I'll share it anyways. So I was streaming in Japan and there was a fan that waited for us outside of a restaurant. Actually, two of them. And we came down and he was so excited. It's like, oh my God, like, Pokey, I love your stuff. And I hope you know, like, you have so many Japanese fans that are really happy that you're here. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I want to teach you how to say, like, I love Japan. And so he taught me how to say something. And it wasn't, I love Japan.
Oh, what was that, actually?
It was, like, really inappropriate to the point, I don't even remember what it was. Mm. But, yeah. Oh, I think he said something like, I'm a slut or whatever.
Right.
And, like, afterwards, it just like, it made me feel so gross and really blew my mind. Like, not what he did necessarily, because like, we've all seen some really troll shit online,
yeah,
but like how well he faked being a fan.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was insane. Mm. And it like made me feel bad, because like, I was so happy in that moment, because having like a nice fan interaction,
yeah, yeah,
feels really good. And he was like, oh, like, I'm so happy to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, this is so sweet.
And when you realize that he was just fucking with you, that made it,
yeah,
even
worse. Rips that genuine, yeah, moment away.
A fucking dog.
Yeah, what an asshole.
That,
yeah,
sucks.
It's weird.
What was like that Japan trip like, mm-hmm, in general? Because I know that it was following some drama with an offline TV, which you don't have to get into, although I am kind of curious. I know that it's something that's more between.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of already all online. We just, I guess, as a group, had a falling out with someone in the group who wronged someone else in the group, whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't actually following that. Like, it was literally on that trip.
Right.
But I guess the rest of the trip was just us trying to make the best out of the situation we were in, and still enjoy each other's company while also sort of like mourning this loss together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because I guess it makes like a hole in the group. Like, even if, mm-hmm, it was someone fucking up, it's still like, man, things were so good, and now things are weird and it's,
yeah,
uncomfortable. And you kind of,
like,
just,
why
have
you
to,
gotta do that?
Yeah, it's like you just gotta make the best of the situation, mm-hmm, I suppose.
And you really do have to like mourn a friendship sometimes,
mm-hmm,
when it's someone that you're like that close with and live with, and
yeah,
it was a lot. But
yeah, but I mean, was the trip itself still went okay? Still worth going?
Oh, Japan is so.
Yeah.
So we went to Mount Fuji,
oh,
last,
yeah,
day. It was amazing. I think that one day saved like the whole trip.
It was
beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, you're walking into like a desktop wallpaper.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, did it look like all the fucking postcards?
Insane.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't, wow, even describe it to you. Like, you feel like you're in a movie. The lighting is perfect. The air is so goddamn crisp. Mm.
Nothing like a good bit of crisp air.
I guess. No, like, the, you breathe, now I breathe air and I'm like, this is nothing. this is air, not, disgusting.
This air is gross.
No, I'm kidding.
Assistant,
but
get me some canned Mount Fuji air.
Have you been to Japan a few times now?
I've been twice.
Okay. What's your, yeah, favorite thing about going there? Is it, is it your favorite place
the
you
hentai
visited? Or?
Hmm?
Nothing.
Oh, the hentai. It is pretty good. I guess it just feels like another world, unlike,
yeah,
any other country.
Very culturally different.
Very,
yeah,
alien.
Very, very what?
Alien.
Alien?
Yeah.
Sort of. Well,
it's definitely
alien
different,
kind of has like a negative connotation.
Oh, yeah. Well,
like,
not in that way. I mean, like an alien in the coolest possible,
yeah, like,
cool,
cool
anime,
aliens,
like, right, literally anime, but IRL.
Like Alameo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, because I've,
really,
I've
like
been
it
when I was a kid with my family, but I feel like it's a very different experience going like as an adult. You,
yeah,
experience, mm, on your own. And,
mm-hmm, I'm
and
excited.
You get to do whatever the heck you want and,
yeah,
go to maid cafes.
Maid cafes.
Oh my God. We went to a maid cafe, and not just like a normal one. This is like the best maid cafe. And
wait,
we
so
met with the best maid.
Explain what a maid cafe is.
So a maid cafe is a cafe where the people serving you are all maids.
They're dressed
in maid outfits.
Like French maids.
Not only that, but like, dude, this was like streaming on drugs. Like girl streamers on drugs. Because it's like a girl in person and she's like, hello, like I'm here to serve you. And they do all, dude, at one point they make you infuse the food with love by doing moe, moe at the food.
The love heart symbol. Just, okay.
And they like talk so sweet to you. And they just make you feel really good about yourself. And like, I can't even hate it, but it made me understand simping so much better.
Oh, yeah?
Seriously, yeah. And all the girls that I was with, they're like, I feel so healed. Just because like, they emanate like just such positive energy.
Mm.
And they're just like so sweet. It was amazing.
So it felt very genuine. Mm. It didn't feel like it was an,
yeah,
act. It was like,
yeah.
Oh, you really care about me. This is.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man.
It was
go
freaky.
The boy's got to go.
Yeah, you guys have got to go. And the main maid, like, the head maid. Anything you do with her costs extra. Like, you can pick which maid you want to take a photo with. If you do with her, it's extra. But I really can't blame them, because she's that good at what she does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Japan has sort of a strange culture. Well, not that strange, I guess. Just different with... I was watching this video about, I guess the correct term is a male prostitute, except he didn't have sex with women. He just like drives a Lamborghini and like just makes them feel special and just like hangs out with their friends and stuff. And like
goes to a bar.
Yeah, an escort.
An escort. Interesting.
Is that what they're called?
Like an emotional escort. Just there for good
That's
vibes.
That's literally maid cafe.
A serviceman. Right. Yeah. Like a service dog.
Japan seems very open about that culture of kind of just like, you know.
Paying for cuddles.
Yeah, exactly. Like selling that service of like, oh, this is
They have that
intimacy.
Here too.
Yeah, dude.
You can pay for someone to come cuddle you.
Yeah, no, it's legit. It's not prostitution.
This whole time. This whole time.
My
it's all
friend
platonic.
Told me.
Your friend told
What
me.
Happens if you're paying for a cuddle and you pay extra for like, you know, a little bit longer of a cuddle? Mm-hmm. And then you just have sex completely after that.
Well, that costs you extra.
But no, it wouldn't cost extra.
No, no. With me, it does cost extra.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. That's why we haven't done
I think
it
nothing happens. You just can.
Probably.
Probably.
It's like, what if you pick up a rock and then like a prostitute, it's like, hey, you want to buy this rock for me for $100?
Mm-hmm.
The guy's like, yeah, sure, I'll buy the rock for me for $100. And then she goes, oh, yeah, you're kind of cute. After the transaction, she goes, you want to have sex?
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
You
just paid for a rock.
Legal.
The loophole.
Yeah, you didn't pay for anything
else.
Are
you talking about foot massages?
No, I don't think I'm referencing foot massages at all.
Why do you bring foot massages up?
There are so many sketchy foot massage places in Los Angeles, and it's like, foot massages, and then the whole thing is just like blacked out curtains and like just like literally blacked out windows.
Have you ever went to get your feet massaged?
No, but I really want to, because like you can just tell it's not just foot massages, you know.
It's the black market foot
if
massage.
It was just foot massages, why are you like being so sketch about it?
It's because like they don't want like foot fetishes to take pictures through the window. It's probably really...
No way.
No?
I hope you just go in and it's really wholesome. And
they don't want Quentin Tarantino pressed up against the glass.
I really
in.
Didn't believe it until I watched his latest movie, and it's actually like 25%
feet. Fucking
feet
are everywhere, dude. Everywhere. It's almost gross. It's almost
you
like,
know,
dude, why are you even putting it in there?
It's kind of amazing. Can you imagine being such a famous director and just being like, fuck it.
Fuck
I'm
it,
gonna put feet shots in everything. Yeah. And people are still gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Everyone else on set's like, okay, we're gonna let Quentin do his feet thing for a bit. Okay, like get it out of his system.
Ooh, but I would feel kind of weird being
the actress
and him being like, can you put your feet up? Take the socks off though.
Take your socks off, put your dirty feet up on the fucking thing in front of you right now.
Yeah.
Is that your Quentin Tarantino?
I don't know how the fuck he talks. I know he said the Yeah, nothing.
I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
I'm sure he's great.
Has unique taste.
Keep your shoes on, though.
That's an interesting thing. Like, do you reckon actresses go into Quentin Tarantino's movies expecting to having to show have to show
they
their
must.
Face?
Yeah, they probably probably wear really good shoes for the audition.
Do you reckon they have to pay extra for it?
I don't know.
Because, like, that movie that I was talking about before this and the pre-show, like, there was the sex in it looked real. And it makes you think, like, did these actresses know that they were basically filming a porn?
I mean, you read the script, so probably.
They're professionals. I'm sure they're well aware of, like, what they're getting inside. It's not like they showed up and it's like, oh, yeah, you guys are having sex today. Like, did you
they're like,
the
what? I didn't sign up for this.
Speaking
Ooh.
Of...
Oh, sorry to cut you off. But I want to tell you guys about Project Melody.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I mentioned this earlier. So... You've played a lot of VR chat. Have you guys all played
yes.
VR chat?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know the anime avatars?
Mm-hmm.
The very jiggly anime avatars?
Yes, big titties.
Oh, yes. So a girl had, I guess, someone made an anime avatar for her, and she started using it on cam sites.
Okay. Mm.
So, like, obviously that to draw it nude as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she became like one of the most popular cam girls on Chatterbait.
And she's just
a
an avatar.
Like, she's just an anime girl.
Oh,
so it's like
shit.
Hentai it's come to life.
So it's like motion tracked sort of
yeah.
thing? Okay.
I mean, just like VR.
And she must be fully clothed as well while she's doing
it. No, while she...
It's like, on Chatterbait.
No, while she's doing the anime thing, she must
I guess
be fully
so.
Clothed.
Maybe.
I mean, I want
maybe
to.
In her underwear just
choice.
For comfort.
I really don't know the details.
But when she says, like, one of the biggest creators on Chatterbait, like, she was huge.
Oh.
Like, how, like
no,
very
is.
Popular.
And
she's still,
it still
huge.
Is, yeah.
And then she also streamed a bit on Twitch,
right.
just
okay.
chatting.
And didn't she have, like, 40,000 viewers at one point?
Soda Pop and hosted her, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently he loves it. But I thought that was really interesting.
So interesting.
I wonder the world is evolving. So that's
Project Melody?
Yes.
Hmm?
That's Project Melody?
Project Melody, yeah.
I mean, wow. Sure. There'll be a time pretty soon where you'll be able to literally go to like a VR brothel or something.
Yeah. You literally can. Whoa. You literally go into VR
that's
chat,
VR chat?
Club at 3 a.m. You go up to a random person that has mocap.
Yeah,
they go PayPal me $10. I'll give you a fucking private dance. They put on a not safe for work avatar and they shake their ass and jiggle tits in front of you. I've seen it.
It'll is get that more really intense.
A thing? It's literally a thing. There are prostitutes.
I remember when I played VR chat, I had a feeling there was a lot of sketchy stuff going on, but I don't know.
Very
for sure.
Sketchy, dude.
There are so many drunk people in VR chat just having a good time.
Dude, they're drunk. There are people doing like Great Gatsby parties. There's like drinking games in VR. So people literally like crack open a six pack in their bedroom alone at 4 a.m. But they'd be having this party with like a 60 person house party with all these people internationally that are also getting drunk as fuck.
Wow.
Most of them have full body tracking on. Apparently it's insane.
But you know that like in 5 or 10 years or so, there's going to be like actual VR brothels where you go into VR there, and then they have these like haptic feedback suits or something
and
that make it feel like it. Yeah.
Fleshlights that sync up to the model.
You take the headset off, and it's just robots just moving around. You're like, oh, yeah.
That'll totally be what happens.
Prostitutes are going to be like, robots are taking our jobs.
Yeah, automation.
They took our jobs.
Oh, my God.
Quarter per go? Easy.
I wonder if hanging out like that in VR chat, like, actually helps people who maybe are socially awkward or struggling.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you think it actually makes like them improve in the real
socially,
world?
Socially, yeah. Yes.
Not going to lie, it reminds me a lot of like when I was 13, 14 and I first got into MMOs and I fucking loved MMOs. Mm-hmm. And like looking back, I realized like those were basically my friends at the time.
Yeah. Right.
And how I kind of learned to socialize.
That explains why you're so socially awkward.
True. No, that's just being a streamer.
True.
But yeah, it's definitely the same. But in that same breath, it makes me hope there aren't too many underage people. Because I think those are typically the kind of people that are most attracted to that sort of thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially on platforms like Discord as well. It's a huge issue.
That's fucking. Yeah, dude. Discord's a new AOL. Yeah. Discord. Yeah. It's a new Omegle, ASL. Yeah, dude. Oh, that's. It's so weird the number of people that like have been banned from my Discord, probably from your Discord, for just like chatting with minors and just being fucking weird and creepy.
Yeah.
Do you interact with your Discord very much?
No.
It becomes impossible after a time.
When
you have 100,000 people chilling in a Discord server, it's harder to hop in the chats to talk to anybody without it becoming a shit show.
You say one thing and it's gone in 2 seconds.
Yeah, everybody's typing.
Yeah.
My server, I'm convinced, doesn't even know I exist anymore. They've just become their entirely
cult. That happens to every single server. They just make their own. Not only that, they make their own groups and then people make other groups and then it becomes factions and then they start fighting.
Yeah.
And then there's Discord drama
then they make like
all the time.
Then they make like other communities, like they make their own Discord server and then it becomes a whole nother thing.
It's
people with too much time.
Well, it's like
exactly what I'm saying.
It's like a social simulation in a lot of ways. Because they all know that it's pretty risk free. Like no one's actually gonna No one's actually going to come to their house unless they know where they live. So they're safe at the end of the day, so they risk things.
That's the thing about like the VR chat and Discords and all those things. It's like, technically they're improving their social skills, but it's all risk-free and
it's great
like,
which is not the same way that reality
and like you can
it's great to simulate conversation it's great to like come up and introduce yourself to people it's really good for people that have tremendous social anxiety like to the point where they don't go outside or they just don't interact with anybody so it's good for them like people with autism
but at the end of the day
it may make it easier for them to stay inside. You know, those people that are like, I don't want to go outside, you know, I just want to stay in my little cave and talk to my friends on Discord instead of talking to people in the real world.
It kind of just creates a new safety bubble in some ways, I think. And it definitely still pays to leave that bubble and get that experience. And,
that's true. It can be a helpful tool, but only if you view it as such.
Yeah, exactly. A stepping stone.
Otherwise, you could be stuck there forever.
A stepping stone. Yeah, Jesus. Guys. Come on, get off Discord, go outside, take a walk about it.
All right, so far we know...
But after you finish the podcast, after.
So far we know that Pokimane doesn't use her phone and she gets out of her bed with one foot.
One foot.
Okay, there's got to be better questions than what do you do in the morning?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't
what do you do in the afternoon?
Juicy. Oh, God. I'm usually streaming.
What do you do at night?
I'm playing League. Oh, I was going to also add, when you guys were talking about, do you ever like get addicted to streaming? I think my issue is also that so many of the games I enjoy, I get stream sniped in, which forces me to enjoy streaming. I mean, which forces me to enjoy gaming offline way more. Mm-hmm. If there was just like a game that I could play on my own that I loved and could play for hours and hours, then maybe, but
yeah. That's a great
stream
point.
Snipers, dude.
Yeah.
Are you optimistic about the gaming industry in general right now? Because we keep complaining about it, but that's just because we're...
Ooh, complaining about what?
Just not enough games. The lack of we're the game.
Substance.
Oh, I'm not sure if we're just being
that's
lazy.
That's why though. I'm a bit worried about Valorant. It feels like we're all just like a bunch of crack addicts. Like,
really we want just want the next thing.
We need the next thing.
Well, yeah.
I felt that way about Apex when it came out. I remember looking at it like, this is it. This is going to be huge. I can't wait to jump on and play
they
it.
They kind of...
And then...
Jumped on and played and it fucking sucked.
But yeah, like... Every time it happens, I just wonder, is it me? Am I just falling out of love with gaming?
Or yeah, I've been wondering that too.
Do you guys ever think about maybe everybody just feels that way? And maybe it's because we've all evolved into people that can't just fall in love with one game. Like, I don't know if that perfect game that everybody's going to love even exists.
Minecraft.
We can hope.
Minecraft was great.
Minecraft was very good.
Minecraft for is nice. It just comes and goes, though.
Yeah. There's waves.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of games, I think, that will come and go. Like, CSGO is, I feel, kind of coming back right now. Perhaps
dude, it was in a nice little lull.
Yeah. And, well, you want to teach me League of Legends. Well, I don't know if you want to, but, you know. It's,
I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to.
Do you still need people to teach you CSGO?
Yeah.
All right. We got you.
Nice.
We're the crack team. We got you, Pokey.
I actually really enjoy it.
Yeah. No, I'm cracked out on CS now. I'm actually good. I've been playing a lot of Tarkov. That might be a little bit too hardcore for you.
I don't know. I look at Tarkov and I'm like, I'm okay. Sorry.
Oh, dude, it'd be so much fun if you played it, though, because you would just die relentlessly. Yeah. It'd be a big shit show, but you'd scream a lot, which would be a lot, like
oh
a lot of
fun. Oh, my God.
That game is so scary. You play that shit with headphones, like walking is super loud.
Dude,
gunshots
I get scared
are
by
deafening.
CSGO half the time.
No, dude, you should play it. It'd be great.
Have you played the new Call of Duty Battle Royale? Anything like that?
No, but I heard it's fun.
Mm. You're definitely less into shooters and more into the MOBA.
Valorant. I wish I was more into shooters. I actually know why I'm not. When I was young, I actually initially got into gaming because of my brother. And I was like, I'm going to do whatever you do. and then at one point, he got sick and freaking tired of it. And he was like, stop fucking playing all the games that I play. And the game he was really into at the time was Guns. Oh. So I played it a bit. Have you guys played Guns?
It's just called Guns?
Yeah. Guns with a Z. Oh, man. It's a very, very popular shooter back then. Hmm. And because of that, he like disallowed me from playing Guns. And he was like, you can play all the other games I play. Not this one. This one's mine. And so I never got into shooters.
Oh, shame.
Damn.
I bet he regrets it now.
What was the MMO that you were into back in the day?
It's called Endless Online.
Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite MMO. I played a lot of Maple.
Yeah, Maple.
Oh,
Storm.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking Maple
RuneScape.
Storm,
were you Flash player dragon based MMOs that I would play?
Oh, yeah. Fucking.
Did you?
What was it?
Adventure Quest.
Quest.
I loved Adventure Quest.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Do you remember Adventure Quest Worlds?
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
That was like Club Penguin.
That's what I used to go.
I was
going to
say Club Penguin too. Those were the two games that I like begged my parents, please pay for membership.
Yeah, man.
Dude,
I could never get membership. My parents just refused to pay for anything like that. So as soon as I started making money from YouTube, I was like, all right, RuneScape membership, let's go. Adventure Quest, let's revisit. Turns out I kind of grew out of those games.
Yeah.
I wonder if Adventure Quest is still around.
I don't know, actually.
I have no idea. Probably not. Maple Story is still around, but it's shit. Private servers are good, though. There's still a lot of private servers that are around.
Yeah, I hear.
The old pre-Big Bang shit.
I wonder if we're going to see another really big mainstream MMO, something new.
Yeah.
That hasn't.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
What would make it good enough?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, the fantasy world in MMOs has sort of been covered, I feel. So for something to really take the world by storm, it would have to be different.
Like GTA?
Well, I mean, that would be interesting. Like, like an actual R18 MMO where it's, you know, there's violence and
Pop-up Hotel.
Maybe. Or maybe something in space. I don't know. But space is so spacey.
I think it's too niche.
It's too abstract and weird.
Yeah. Well, they have a bunch of, you know, there's Star Citizen, which they're planning on making an MMO. But
yeah,
but give
that's,
that 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Once League makes an MMO, or Riot makes an MMO, I'll play that.
Oh,
shit.
I could so see Riot making a bomb MMO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like they're almost fading out of fashion. MMOs? I feel like a lot of companies are just working on, you know, big multiplayer game, cash grab, $100 million, easy. All right, next.
I don't know if there's a lot of money in MMOs.
Free to play,
if you make
lots
a good
of
one.
Paid cosmetics.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's making a good one. Well, it's a lot of work. I feel
WoW
like
made a fuckload of money. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's easier to hook people with something like bright Fortnite cosmetics than it is the MMO. I think you kind of need to get them in first, and then they're hooked. Then once they like get those first few levels, they're into it. Anyway, I'm curious, like, to know, do you have like plans for the future? Do you really plan much out, or do you just kind of know what works and just try and take things naturally and add to things?
I kind of wish I had someone to just tell me what the fuck to do. Honestly, I'm tired of figuring it out myself.
Ask your team.
Right? But the thing is, like, there are people I hire, and that's the roughest part, having to manage those people too. Speaking of, did you guys know that in like, more on like in Asian countries where live streaming is a lot more advanced, what they have is like agencies or companies that go and find people to stream, give them everything they need, but then like own them and take like the majority of their income.
Fuck that.
And these people, especially a lot of girls, stream like so many hours every single day.
That sounds
they're literally slaves.
That sounds familiar to the K-pop industry in some ways.
Yeah,
that shit's
it's literally
up.
Gotten that big. Wow. But imagine that's like the future of live streaming in the US.
That's fucked up.
That sounds similar to like the cam girl world. There are so many places where it's like a big warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
All these girls look like they're in their own bedrooms, but in reality, they're just in these little boxy sets.
That's what they do.
And there's like 100 people in this warehouse all camming at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of awful.
It sounds
horrible.
It sounds.
And imagine just like the majority of your money. Bye-bye.
Well, yeah. It sounds like human trafficking.
It's an interesting model like for the streaming thing because I guess like the justification is, we found you when you were nothing and we're giving you this lifestyle and this opportunity. And therefore, we're going to take. I mean, how much are they taking? Like 80%?
A lot. Yeah. 50 plus, I think.
Wow. So it's like they get your foot in the door, but then I imagine once you actually start growing and you gain that audience, you kind of feel like, I don't need these people. Like they give me nothing.
But
now.
They own you.
But they
like
own you
straight up own you.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I mean, a lot of contracts.
Grateful for what we have. Yeah.
A lot of contracts like that as well. They're on a, you know, it'll be like 5 years or something. And if you decide
time.
You don't want to stream after that, they just take your money from whatever else you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean. Do you know much about the K-pop industry? Is it very similar to that?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos about it.
I've heard
snippets. K-pop, like, they fucking own you, too.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend who was a K-pop idol. She felt she wasn't treated very well. Well, not friend. Like, I know her super well, but I know her through friends. Mm-hmm. And this is also all public record. She felt she wasn't really treated very well. And then she actually had to, like, battle for her contract in court.
Wow.
And she just won the lawsuit.
Really?
And she also can't say anything about it still. But yeah, it was a pretty big deal. But like, that's how you know it's really, really bad to have to go to court for it.
They just seem to expect so much work from those like idols.
You know, those people choreograph dances, they sing, they dance and like do
all
this crazy shit.
Day.
They collapse like during performances, like it's like they're like slaves. It's fucking crazy.
And I think there's like training beforehand.
It's fucking crazy.
Where you're
crazy.
Just a trainee and then you don't actually know if like they're going to put you in a group and debut
you
or not.
Yeah, well, aren't there like camps or schools, I guess, where you go and you learn how to be an idol and you learn how to act and how to, you know, dress?
I mean, not even
terrible.
Learn. I think you try out.
Okay.
And if they feel you have potential, then they train you every single day for hours on end. You're not allowed to eat much. You literally just dance, sing, and perform.
And look cute.
And try to get to the top.
And get some fan
cams. And then
cams.
Sometimes they come to you and they're like, okay, we're going to debut you in like 2 months. And sometimes you're just training for fucking ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense that sort of system will be put in place for things like live streaming or concentration.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Or TikTok even, like just TikTok stars. Like
or YouTube.
Dude. Oh, what do you guys think about TikTok?
I don't use it. but it seems like everyone all of a sudden is, and I just feel like a boomer. I don't know.
I think it's funny as fuck.
There's some good shit on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
There really is.
The new Vine.
There's a lot of cringy shit.
Though. Oh yeah,
gold stuff on there.
There's some pretty gold
cringy
shit
on every platform.
True, true. I think like, I feel like all the good stuff just reminds me of like 4 years ago Vine or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff without the copyrighted music where it's just skits for 7 seconds, I fucking love it.
But what concerns me is, like, I think so many people are putting so much effort into TikTok when there's, like, no way to monetize it.
Mm. Like, I people see finding ways.
No, I mean, sort of.
You know.
It's kind of bad.
Did you know that you can live stream and people can donate?
I don't think that's very good either.
No, but, I mean, people have just been taking brand deals.
Well,
but that's also really hard to get. Like, I check a lot of really, like, people that have hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok, even they usually can't get brand deals. It's like the top five, probably.
The interesting thing about TikTok is I feel like a few hundred thousand followers is nothing on TikTok.
Yeah.
Whereas on any other platform, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the aspiring TikTok influencers are viewing it more as kind of a jumping platform for, like, let's grow my Instagram, let's, like, you know, I'm a model, like, as well. Like,
yeah.
I just do TikTok.
It's just like the Vine invasion on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably taking that model and being like, look at all these Vine stars that, you know, they did really well on Vine and then had a career to go to as soon as Vine was dead on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the big stars they're on YouTube already and they're killing it. They got these crazy fans.
And the people that come from Vine and TikTok and that sort of stuff, they tend to be the people that go from TikTok to YouTube to mainstream celebrity. People like David Dobrik and Logan Paul and the girls in that industry. I don't really know who they are.
I feel like YouTube is a really good platform. Same with live streaming. That's like you make a living, a career out of that.
Yeah.
TikTok, I really worry about some people because I feel like views and fame on that platform come and go really fast, unlike any other.
We were watching this video the other day of these, it's like a group of like 16-year-olds that have a house in the Hollywood Hills.
Hype house,
where they just make TikToks there.
Mm-hmm. Like 100 a day, apparently, between all of them.
Money? 100?
Like between the entire group, there's just people always funneling through the house, just going to the bathroom and just recording.
There must be TikToks. They must be monetizing it somehow. They must be.
Oh, they have. They'll
but
have
I think
corporate
those
backing.
Are like the top, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They're superstars. Those kids, like they, I see like some of those kids being like next level, like Instagram celebrities.
Yeah, because
they're so young. They're like 16.
Yeah,
and they have these like I don't know. It's just completely insane.
It's because they're relatable. Like all the kids that are on TikTok that are like that have that like culty sort of I'll follow you, you know, till you die sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And these kids are like a couple years older than them.
Yeah.
So they can look up to them, but they're still so relatable because they're so close in age to them.
Yeah, they're the cool kids.
Dude, I can't imagine being like 15 in this day and age. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, it sucked dick.
It's all about standing, canceling, how you look. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did like a little... When I last visited my parents, my mom is a teacher. And it was a school that I used to go to as well. So they're like, please visit us.
Oh, wow.
So I did. And I did like a little meet and greet. It was really cute. But I noticed like the 12, 13-year-old girls who would like take a picture together and like instantly they're like, oh my God, like I look so bad. Like, sorry, I don't like I have a filter on this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you're like 7 to me. Like,
don't
worry about that.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
When I was 12, I wore literally the same sweater like all the time. I think it's good to have a phase where like, you're not so concerned about how you look because I feel like then you don't actually worry about developing any other part of your life.
Yeah.
Like if you're spending so many hours a day worrying about how do I do my makeup perfect? How can I dress so good? You don't give a shit about school. You don't give a shit about developing any hobbies or extracurriculars.
Yeah, relationships.
I really worry about that in the younger generation.
Puberty is already such like a volatile time for like feeling like you need to be validated and worrying about body image and stuff.
Yeah.
And
just social media does not help.
Like if if you're at school and then all the other kids are on TikTok and they're getting views and they're like, oh my God, like, they look so good in this TikTok.
Yeah, they're doing
Did you
see
Jessica's TikTok today? God, you look so good.
Doing the Doja Cat, punches and roll with thing. Thanks. So. Thanks for that, by the way. Every time I hear that fucking song, I think of you.
Dude, I hated myself for it because after I posted it and like so many people were commenting or like doing it or whatever the heck, it would get stuck in my head every time I opened up
Isn't
Twitter.
That a Fortnite emote now?
No,
it's not.
I don't think so.
It's a different thing, right?
I made a Fortnite emote. Though, right? Yeah, it's not related to that, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool, though.
What's it feel like to have a Fortnite emote?
It's kind of crazy. I mean, not just a Fortnite emote, but knowing there's like an in-game cosmetic for a game that I love that's really popular, that's mine, that's pretty
Yeah, you're up there with the orange shirt kid. Orange Justice?
Oh, yeah. He's pretty fucking good. I don't know who won it this time around because I did the same thing again. Mm-hmm. I don't know who won it this time.
Well, I mean, I guess like Fortnite was a pretty important part in your career. So it's very cool to have like yourself immortalized in that game forever, right? That's special.
What do you think of League collabing with Louis Vuitton?
Wait, what's this?
Not going to lie. I had to buy some shit.
League and Louis have worked
together. League of Legends made a collection with Louis Vuitton.
You can get Louis Vuitton skins in the game.
Both.
Oh.
There was an in-game skin and there were clothes.
What's the in-game skin?
And the skins
are dope. Have your champion wear Louis?
Sort of. It doesn't look like super Louis, but it's actually really nice.
Cool. I think they would have just...
League art is amazing.
Yeah.
Designer clothing.
Yeah.
They would have just had some designers from Louis go in and help design the clothing that the character's wearing.
That's funny.
But it's very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right.
It was well done.
They did an insane job with like the production. Like, didn't they make that entire K-pop group just for League of Legends?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, what was it called?
Madison Beer in it.
What was it called again?
I forget.
Pop Stars.
Yeah.
KVA?
KVA.
Oh, KVA.
That song? It's so good.
I just remember watching that music video like, God, I'm not a fan of the song, but this is impressive.
Think about League. League? Actually makes some really good music. They make some really good animations.
They have a really good music team, for sure.
Their stage, like their events are always insane.
Okay, we stand League. We stand Wyatt.
We stand!
Well, it's just they put so much money into stuff that isn't their game, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think that they get that it's about the culture.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of...
And the community.
Yeah, community and culture are just so big in this day and age, especially with everyone being connected on social media. Everyone, that's how they talk about it. That's how you get... a fan base. It's almost as if games are trying to adapt more influencer qualities because it clearly works in terms of getting the connection with your audience.
Yeah.
Very curious. Curious times to be in the industry of gaming.
Curious times.
Curious times.
Corona.
Welcome back to the Gamer Podcast.
Corona times. That's right. We're kind of nearing the end. I mean, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about or anything that anyone wanted to ask Pokemon before?
Yeah,
or anything you wanted
about?
To ask us?
Yeah. Any questions for us? I know you probably have a list prepared, but you don't have to.
I want to hear something emotional. What makes you feel really pissed, really happy, really sad, really anything? Like, what's going on in your lives? What just makes you feel some type of way?
Honestly, taking a step back from the internet for a bit for me really made me realize that I needed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely felt last year like I had a lot of catching up to do in terms of other aspects of my life. And so, yeah, I mean... I didn't notify people as well as I should. I feel like I kind of just, you know, started taking a bit more of a back seat and everyone's kind of like, where did he go? But I kind of like not letting people know. I kind of just needed to take some time and just be like, okay, I'm just going to have some experiences here. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I grew a lot and wholesome.
Oh,
awesome. That's really wholesome. I'm happy
now,
for you.
Yeah,
dude, you make me want to take a break. I don't even know if I need a break or should take a break, but I look at Fitz, I'm like, I want to take a break.
I definitely wish that I took the break before I needed it. Let me just put it that way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's fair.
Like I should, because I definitely had some kind of breakdown and it would have been nice to preemptively attack it. Yeah. So now I know. Now I know like I should do this
Your
every year.
Your threshold sort of or whatever. Yeah.
I've realized I'm too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't challenged myself in years. I've just been streaming pretty much every day, making money, being fine, but it's like way too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Need to do something new.
You have any ideas?
I want to do... like lifestyle stuff, like not on stream. I still want to stream how I'm doing about YouTube. I want to do lifestyle stuff. I want to take people like shopping, take people to get their nails done, stuff like that.
I could see you
That's
killing
good.
It about.
I think so too.
Yeah,
thanks.
So I go about you, man.
You guys should all move to LA, by the way.
I want to.
Yeah, it's looking like we'll be spending more and more time here. I think.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Things have just been going pretty good for me. Like the last couple of months, I've been in a pretty happy spot.
Mm. Yeah.
Smoking weed makes me happy, and makes all the bad thoughts go away. So,
Swagger's
been chilling.
Yeah, Swagger's pretty private about your personal life, but things have been going very
currently.
Well for
things
you.
Have been going way better than they have in the last 6 months.
Great.
Yay!
So things have improved drastically.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go back home and actually start getting to work.
That's good.
What pisses me off is when, you know, whenever we're traveling, I'm taken away from doing personal work, and I don't feel productive. Even though we've been shooting 2 podcasts a day for the last 5 days, I don't feel like I'm being productive at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
just focus on other things for a bit. You know,
I wish you could just turn that off. Flick.
That would be very good.
By the time I'm back home, I'll have something out.
If you turn it off, you become a sociopath, though.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Mason? Then you get a better career.
Mm.
Yeah. Sociopathy.
You could.
Get you some money.
Mason, what about you, mate? How are you feeling about life in general?
It's magnificent, mate.
Yeah. That's magnificent.
Magnificent,
all
mate.
Got.
Look, Mason, you tend to take quite a back seat on these podcasts, and you're kind of just chilling out.
I feel like he's like IRL audience. He's chilling. I mean, he's like enjoying, you know?
Oldest pog champ.
I think sometimes people might worry about you when they see you sitting there, but I think you're kind of just here for the ride, eh, man?
Mate, I'm just meditating always, you know?
Yeah, you're growing.
That's part of my morning routine.
Yeah, you meditate?
Meditating?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I used to do that, but then I was like, I can't be fuck spending 10 minutes in silence anymore.
I swear it makes you better at games.
How long do you do it for?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Every day.
Yeah, and just no like app or anything, you just in your head.
I do really like an app called Calm, but it's not super talkative.
Okay. Yeah.
But it has a nice like birds chirping, ambient sounds. It's really nice.
Very nice. Cool. Well, I mean, on that wholesome note.
Yeah.
Looks like everyone's doing great.
Happy to hear it.
Very good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having
me. Good seeing you again,
happy
Pokey.
Doing
anytime.
Yeah. Nice seeing you guys too.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you're happy. Now move here so I have more friends.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Yay.
I mean, everyone knows where to find you. Look up Pokemon, at PokemonLol on Twitter.
Google.
Yeah, Google it.
My name and whatever you want to find.
Thank you to GamerSubs.gg for sponsoring the podcast, as always.
Of course.
Have a good one, boys.
Catch
you. Bye.
See you next time.
Thanks for watching.
Peace.